In Puerto Rico, citizens this week have been calling on their governor, Ricardo Rosselló, to resign. Protests that started small over sexist, homophobic, and offensive messages that the governor sent have exploded into massive demonstrations against a political system that citizens say has failed them for decades. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team says that some of the loudest voices at these demonstrations belong to women.
Like Claudia Berat, 19 years old. Her message was emblazoned on her t-shirt.
My t-shirt says, "Calladita no me veo más bonita." In English, it is, quiet, I am not prettier. My voice, I am not gonna be quiet because...
Berat said that when the governor's private text messages were leaked last week, she was deeply offended by the one in which he called the former speaker of the New York City Council a whore over a tweet he disagreed with.
Pero cuando nos presentan situaciones como esta, en donde el mismo gobernador está poniendo a la mujer la denigra...
When the governor himself is denigrating women, she said, you realize he doesn't respect us. In the leaked text messages, the governor and his advisors, all men, mock indiscriminately gay people, overweight people, poor people, women. Joanne Torres said the governor's misogyny infuriated her more each day. But she said she wasn't surprised by it because for months, she and other activists have been trying to get the governor to do something about a spike in domestic violence and femicides they noticed after Hurricane Maria. In the fall, they even drafted a policy proposal and took it to the governor's mansion.
Nuestro objetivo era que no nos íbamos a ir de ahí hasta que se nos atendiera, se recibiera esa propuesta y se firmara.
Soan Davila is a spokeswoman for the Colectiva Feminista en Construcción, the feminist collective that drafted the proposal. Their plan, she says, had been to remain outside the governor's mansion until he agreed to meet them and declare that Puerto Rico was facing a domestic violence emergency. Instead, two of the governor's assistants took the document.
Y que se nos iba a citar a una reunión. Eso fue lo que nos prometieron. Pero eso no sucedió.
They promised to schedule a meeting, Davila says. But 2 months passed and it didn't happen. Then one morning, before sunrise, two famous Puerto Rican singers, Bad Bunny and Residente, arrived at the governor's mansion after an apparent night on the town. The governor let them in, but he was criticized because the feminist collective had been trying to see him for months. They finally got a meeting.
Se le cuestionó, y él lo que decía era que pues a él le parecía preocupante que una sola mujer muriera, pero que él no pensaba que había que llamarle emergencia.
He told us it concerned him if even one woman died because of domestic violence, Davila says, but he didn't agree that the situation was an emergency. And that was that. Then, last week, when the texts between the governor and his advisors were leaked, Davila and her fellow activists in the feminist collective got a shock. They'd been mocked in the text too, with the derogatory term for lesbians.
Que una persona como esa, ¿verdad? Que dirige el país con personas que piensan así como él también, y que no solamente son sexistas y machistas que persiguen.
For someone like that to govern, Davila says, with people who aren't only sexist but who go after women who are trying to address something like domestic violence, someone like that doesn't deserve to be governor, she says. She decided immediately that Ricardo Rosselló had to resign. Davila says that's why she and so many women and men have shown up to the protests every day and won't stop until Rosselló is gone. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.